Good morning. Joining us now are a couple of in-studio guests here representing Northfield Shares. We have the executive director, Carrie Carroll. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
And you brought with you one of the board members, Erica Campbell.
Hello.
Hello. You have been working diligently, I know, for quite some time on Recharge Northfield, the 2022 version. You started this off last year as a collaboration between several organizations. Why don't we start off by talking about the organizations that are teaming up with this?
Sure. So, yes, last year we were approached actually through connections through Rich Larson's, classmates from St. Olaf that started Recharge America. They reached out to Rich, and in good Northfield fashion, Rich connected the dots for us, and we were able to partner with John Olseth and Kirk Brown to start the conversation. And then Rotary has the Rotary Climate Action Team, or RCAT, as I like to call it, because it's a lot easier to say. RCAT is really involved, and then the City of Northfield, the three of us really partnered together a year ago for the first electric vehicle event. We thought, well, we'll give it a whirl. We didn't know what was going to happen. Here we are a year later with our second annual electric vehicle expo and experiential opportunities.
Wait, last year, I went to that a little later on in the afternoon. It was just afternoon. And unfortunately, I was there too late. There's a line to get into the to get the vehicles. But it was a beautiful day. You had people out there talking about their own personal electric cars and putting them on display for demonstration. That was a good day. Let's move things over to Erica here. Were you involved in this last year?
I was. I got to go last year. And in fact, I happened to be there early enough to test drive a Tesla. And I tell you, there is no substitute for having that ability to get in one of those vehicles. And I'm sorry you didn't get a chance, but you come this year and you can get one. To sit down and actually see how they work and how it feels to drive one. We've already decided at our house that our next vehicle, we really want to buy an electric vehicle. So,
you know, Rich did get a chance to operate one of those, and we had just raves about it. And he said the same thing. The next car we get is going to be an EV. I'm going to have to check that out. We're doing a live broadcast. Rich will be there with his friend and co-host Dan Moyer. They'll be broadcasting live between 11 and noon tomorrow. So I'm going to be back here at the studio working the board. I'm going to have to get up there early and see if I can be first in line.
Absolutely. Sure. So yes, actually, we are going to have more vehicles available for test driving. Mm-hmm. This year than we did last year. We're also very grateful. There are so many folks in town that have an electric vehicle that have volunteered their vehicle to add to the supply of test drives. Mm-hmm. There are several folks in town that will bring their car down that will park. I'm calling them the Q&A stations because they know they have one. They have bought it. They know all the data. They have what that you need to do for charging in the middle of January in Minnesota. There's a lot of different pieces of it, but not only do we have that, we have other vendors that are going to be present. We have students representing St. Olaf and Carleton will be on camp or on the site. The Citizens Climate Lobby of Northfield, Great River Energy, obviously the state of Minnesota. Redwood Materials is actually going to be present. People can drop off their old lithium batteries and just throw them in the dumpster, and then they will take them away for recycling purposes. So if you have stuff in your house that you don't, lithium batteries you don't know what to do with, Saturday morning is a great time to come to the middle school.
I don't know if I have a lithium battery. those are the small ones that are like your key fob?
I believe so.
That's right.
Okay. I think I have one in my Golf. Isn't a Golf charger, I think, a lithium battery?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I bet there'll be kids there from the environmental club from the high school, too.
Yep.
And that's another great market is, you know, people who are going to be getting cars for their kids can be driving those vehicles as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, are you looking forward to, are you going to be driving again this year? What did you drive last year?
It was a Tesla, I think it was a 3. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I think I will cede that to other people so that they can get that chance. But it's a great event. Mm-hmm. And really, those folks who bring their own vehicles, too, they have all of the inside information, the discounts that you can get under the Inflation Reduction Act, and all that kind of stuff. They know the ins and outs of all those things, too, so they can give you advice about, oh, yeah, I traded mine in, and then I got $7,500 off, you know, when I bought a new one, and et cetera. So it's a great way to learn. You have a leg up then when you go shopping for your own EV because you already have a bunch of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a list of what different, you know, last year, a lot of Teslas, because Tesla has had the distribution distribution, been in the forefront with the distribution of those, but there are a number of other ones. You had a few others last year that are pretty cool.
We have, oh my gosh, you're really testing my memory, Jeff. I know we have a more variety this year of cars to test drive. Last year it was Tesla and Polestar. And if people remember, literally a year ago, we did not know if we could do test drives or ride-alongs because COVID had reared its ugly head a little bit. So we didn't know even up until the day before. So last year was Tesla and Polestar represented. And this year I think we have a little bit more of a variety.
Okay.
I know our Taylor Truck partners in town are bringing their electric push truck. I don't know the official term for it. So, yeah, they have an electric truck.
It's like a yard truck.
A yard truck.
They use,
yep,
to pull the trailers around the lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, Orange, they will be back, and that was a huge hit. I mean,
yeah,
I think the people
cool.
were very excited to see how something so big could be so electric and still work. But yeah, it was a great event last year. Hopefully, the weather, knock on wood, the weather holds. It looks like it's a great forecast.
A little bit on the cool side, but that's okay. It's not going to be cold. It's not winter yet.
So, yeah. So, come out. I will just let everybody know that you have to have a legal license to drive it. Mm-hmm. And you'll have to sign a liability waiver. So, be prepared. And you have to be 18. So, there is a liability level at 18 and above. So, those can be legal drivers.
All right. And what time does this event go on?
We kick off. Public opens at 10 o'clock from 10 to 1 Northfield Middle School on Saturday.
It's at the middle school this year.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Last year, is that where? Greenville?
Greenville. Yep.
Greenville. All right. Moving around town so the Southsiders can
exactly.
Get
some different
get
driving experiences.
And actually, there's a lot of parking out there as well. So, boy, it sounds like a fun event. What else do we need to know about Recharge Northfield, electric vehicles, or about Northfield Chairs?
Well, I would just put a little tag in. So a year ago, we were able to start an environmental sustainability fund, which down the road, when it's an active fund, will support environmental sustainability projects, programs that nonprofits are bringing forward through a grant. So if people are passionate about this area, we definitely encourage you to think about making a contribution to the fund of any level. We want to get it up to a certain level so it can, as I say, percolate its good stuff and put it back into the community. So it's an amazing opportunity. Recharge has been incredibly generous. They are offering a challenge grant, basically, that for all the experiences and passports that are turned in and ride-alongs, they will contribute up to $5,000 to the fund. So here's another plug. Get out there so we can get that $5,000 from Recharge. it's been a great experience with working with them, and we're really, really grateful for all of their energies and putting forth to put this in Northfield again.
Yes. I mean, Northfield is an environmentally aware community anyway. And also Minnesotans are already used to plugging in their cars.
True.
So this is not a new thing for us,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I've been doing it for decades.
Yes.
All right. Anything else about Northfield Chairs?
Well, we do have a breakfast coming up in just 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. It's called Rise and Shine with Northfield Chairs, and it's over at the Grand. And we would love for people to come, and we're going to have some speakers. Our speaker is going to be Steve Grove, who's actually from Northfield, and now he heads up the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. But he's going to come back and talk about how business and philanthropy can come together to create a better community, which is what we're always striving for in Northfield. We're going to hear from some of our people who have had grants come to them. So just like the environmental sustainability idea, if we get that going, we can get some environmental grants going. But these are folks who have already received grants from Northfield Shares. One's agricultural, and one is for empowering young women. And so we're going to see some testimonials from those folks. We're going to talk about how Northfield Shares came about and the fact that we are the people in town who help connect volunteers. We connect people who want to give to the community and help them find those places that they can make an impact in the community.
All right. And that that breakfast is coming up, did you say 2 weeks from
Sunday? Two weeks from today.
From today.
On the 27th. And it starts at 7:30. And anybody who would like more information or who'd just like to RSVP right now, which would be great, can either call our number at 403-9755 or just email info@northfieldshares.org. And northfieldshares.org is our website. They can look on there for other information, too. So,
all right. Sounds good. Sounds like a worthwhile. I would imagine Steve Grove will get a pretty good crowd in. He's, from what I've seen, a good speaker and, of course, a former Northfield Raider. Got to love that coming back home.
Exactly. It'll be a great day to be a Raider.
All right. Erica, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Carrie, always a pleasure talking with you. If you guys need anything, you know you're always welcome here on KYMN Radio.
Thank you again
Thanks for having us
this morning.
And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
See you all on Saturday.
Rich is going to put a microphone in your face, so just so you
both know. Great. We're ready.
All right. Once again, from Northfield Shares, that's Carrie Carroll and Erica Campbell. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got another look at traffic coming up.